we like to do things a little differently from how the men do it, you know. So we talk before we worship. So we're going to do that now. Hi, ladies. You should have a mic. In the midst of enemies. And when I so we said that the theme for our service this year is engage. And the let me ask these ladies to introduce themselves first.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Tiffany Santiago. I am on the worship team here at Cooper City Church of God. And also by day, I am an independent patient navigator working in oncology, specializing with patients in the Caribbean, as well as locally here.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies. My name is Kate Welch, and I'm a member of Christway Baptist Church. I serve with the Soul Sisters Ministry, and I am also a council member with the South Florida CASA Convention. I'm a legal assistant, and I work for the law firm of Ackerman LLP, and Ackerman is the largest law firm in Florida.
And I'm Pat Bailey, and I like to talk.
And we like to listen.
Oh my, it's such a great Saturday morning. You know, our theme for this service is engage. That's what we thought we would do as women. And the scripture tells us in Psalm 103, tells us a little bit about our identity. It says that we have been forgiven, healed, delivered, crowned, and satisfied. And that just, if you have received all of that as a follower of Jesus, we have to do something. We have to engage not just with other believers, but with the community. And so Tiffany is really going to talk about that, how she engages with the community. For such a long time, we have been a people who have been so seclusive and exclusive. But to find a way as a follower of Jesus to engage with the community is fascinating. And we want to talk about that. Tiffany, tell us how you do that.
Sure. I noticed that most people are on this side, so I'll switch over so we can see.
Good morning again. So actually, my colleague Liz is here with me. This is Liz.
Welcome, Liz.
Thank you.
Good morning. And so I wanted to, just growing up, I've always been that caring person that, you know, I wanted to pray for the sick and do all of that. My grandmother used to take me with her to do things like that with her friends. But, you know, growing up, I just said, okay, well, what is my career going to be? What do I want to be when I grow up? So definitely I was kind of catapulted into the world of oncology. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, what are you really doing it for? You know, and for me, I wanted to do it in the name of Jesus. So I want to pray with my patients. You know, I'm believing with them for a healing. And it just to give back to my community. And to reach as many people as I can in my community, for sure. And I've been blessed to meet Liz, who has been working with me as well. Do you want to speak a little bit?
First, thank you so much for having me today. I came here a very long time ago, one time when my 13-year-old was just like 5 years old, I remember. Beautiful church. So again, thank you for having me. Similar to Tiffany, certainly I'm also in the oncology world, so I deal with a lot of cancer patients, very from, I would say, first stage, just finding out, to terminal cases. But I've also seen the hand of God in my life, and I see that there is purpose. And so I didn't come into this world doing this for the last 8 years for no reason. I definitely know that God has a purpose, and I'm just his vehicle to use me however it is to touch patients. And certainly at a time where they're very vulnerable, very scared. This week was a very tough week with tough cases, but certainly just being there, sometimes just listening, hand-holding them, guiding them. It's very scary to have that kind of diagnosis, but certainly it's a good opportunity also, I think, to get closer to God. And for those that don't know God, it's certainly a privilege to be used as that vehicle for them to even get to know who God is. And it's always not, also I tell people, maybe my purpose is a little different in that I don't preach, I just show love. And I think God is love. So no matter who it is, I deal with Muslims, I deal with Buddha, I deal with all religions. But at the end of the day, there is one God. And if you show that love, that's all they really remember. And they get to know who God is through that. So again, thank you for having me. I look forward to today.
Thank you so much. Kate, how is God using you to engage the community?
Well, God is amazing me because, first of all, the fact that I'm on this council is truly God. I'm the only woman on this council. I didn't seek out to be on it. I came for one purpose, and I found out that God had another purpose, because when I was asked to be on the council mostly because of the youth. And I came on and I started out by helping the youth, but I realized my passion is also women. And I find that as women, sometimes, especially in the church world, we don't talk to one another the way we should. Out there in the secular world, we have our girlfriends and we can talk about anything. We talk about the things that make us cry. We talk about the things that make us laugh, and then we come into the church and we sometimes have to put on this, I call fakeness, phoniness. You know, we can't be real and say, look, I'm hurting, or, you know, I'm messed up a little bit and I want to be better, but I don't know how to be better. And I keep stumbling or falling into these cycles. And once God put me on this panel, and then I met this lovely lady, as a matter of fact, hearing you talk about your line of work, and you deal with cancer patients. The two of us happen to be cancer survivors. Yeah. And when I met Sister Bailey, she came to our church for a prayer breakfast. And that year was the year I was diagnosed. In fact, I was going to be going to the doctor the next day for some, I don't remember exactly, but the husband preached at the prayer breakfast, and she was sitting somewhere, and I was so blessed by her husband, said, let me go up to her. And I told her, oh, your husband just blessed me so much, just bless me. And at the same time, she called him over, honey, come. And he came, and I said it. I told him, listen, I'm scared. I'm going to the doctor. And he prayed for me on the spot. And so I fell in love with her from there. And then she came to speak at our women's conference. And that is how the relationship formed. And on my job also, God is using me. I'm in the legal environment. And sometimes at church, especially in our sidebars, we hear that, oh, we can't talk about God on the job. And I say, that's not true. We can talk about God wherever we want. There's nobody that's stopping us. So in the legal world, God will bring people up to me that they know that I'm a believer, and people will seek me out, oh, I need prayer. And we pray on the spot. And if you tell me you have a problem, I'm going to ask you, can I pray for you? And I don't feel as if I need to have anyone's permission to do that. You know, and I think as believers, so do we. Because when our co-workers and our friends, when they want to curse left, right, and center, they don't ask how we feel. They just do it. So that is what I believe.
So it sounds like wherever there's a problem, we have an opportunity to engage as believers. You talk about engaging when people have a diagnosis. And, you know, we didn't plan to have all these people who are so familiar with cancer diagnosis on the platform, but you know, God has a sense of humor. God just has a sense of humor, and he does whatever he wants to do. But I remember being diagnosed, and I remember meeting my navigator and how wonderful she was and how thoughtful and compassionate. But she never offered to pray for me. And I think, you know, just to find that there are people like you in the community who have taken Jesus out of the closet. You know, we need to take. That's a challenge that we face, that of taking Jesus out of the closet and making him known and where we see problems, jumping in and saying, God is the way, God is the answer. You want to talk about anything special, about maybe a special case you've done? Or you said you deal with people from the Caribbean primarily. How did that happen?
Actually, through Liz, she's been just such a blessing in my life. As I started my independent work in navigation, you know, God has a way of divine intervention and divine appointments and meetings. And definitely Liz was that for me. And Liz actually works in the Caribbean most of the time. Actually, she works with a lot of doctors throughout the Caribbean and working to bring patients here to the United States to get better treatment and better care. And also so that we can pray with them and be there for them spiritually. I believe that all of our patients at some point in time through your diagnosis, you know, you have that faith part of your journey, where people that don't even know Jesus are seeking him or wanting to speak with him. So not all of our patients might ask for prayer or say that they want prayer, but I still do it anyway. I pray for them even if they, you know, not necessarily with them, but I'm always praying for my patients for sure. Do you want to elaborate?
I actually focus on the Caribbean region and also Latin America. So I get patients from everywhere, including China, because I actually had to go to China and talk to them about patient advocacy. The reason why I even got into this is because I just saw just so much going on behind the scenes, and people just didn't know about it. And patients don't know, because if you've never been diagnosed with cancer, you really don't know what to expect. So because you don't know what to expect, you're kind of at the hands and mercy of the people that are taking care of you, including doctors. So I saw that. I saw that the doctors, the managers, and unfortunately, I'm not saying everybody, there's just too much going on that it's not pretty at all behind the scenes. There are reasons things are being done sometimes for, and I hate to talk about it, to make money, and just all this other kind of stuff that I just couldn't be exposed to it anymore. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna learn this, but I'm gonna learn how to handhold the patient the proper way and asking questions. So I'm kind of that, we're called patient advocates because we're really like attorneys for the patient. We're like asking questions and why, and I want a second, I want a third opinion. And so it's gotten to the point where we know who's good and who's not. And so when I get in with a case and I'm saying, oh my God, okay, let's see how we can better navigate you because you need the proper care. I'm not saying it happens all the time, it happens a lot. As far as the Caribbean and Latin America is concerned, as you may well know, they lack a lot of technology, expertise on certain areas, certain treatments and services just not available. So again, it goes back to who has the resources to come to the States, to come to Florida or New York or wherever it is that we help them to access that treatment. It's pretty much people that at least have to get on a plane ticket, get here and pay for treatment, or those that may be insured. So I say all of this to say that, I mean, I think our job is really to handhold the patient, be there, advocate for them because they don't know what they're getting themselves into. There's options. In fact, this particular week, when you asked about a special case, you know, I'm 44. This particular patient of mine, 45, he's very young, has a glioblastoma. It's a tumor, very nasty tumor of the brain. It's rare and it's very aggressive. And for him to look at me, because of course we went to 5 different doctors that I really trust, and everybody said the very same thing. You know, you have possibly a month, you probably have 2 weeks, or max, you may have 6 months. And to say that to somebody, and so he just looked at me and he says, Lizzie, I don't want to die. And so it impacted me because he comes with his family, his kids, you know. So I looked at him and I said, and I didn't care, the doctor was there. I said, listen, this is science. This is what science has taught them to say. But you look at me. I said, God is a God of all possibilities. You understand? And that moment, it's like, but I mean, we truly believe it. It's not like, you know. And it just turned around because I saw his tears and he's looking at me, his wife is standing there, you know, his brother. And I said, everything's possible. He said, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because if somebody's not there to say, and I think that's our job, we're used as vehicles to give hope. And my company is called Hope
it's an acronym, Helping Our People Everywhere. But I say that because, yes, we're there to encourage one another, and I believe it. I mean, I told her, and I said right then and there, and the doctor said, yeah, no, we see, because I said, we see miracles happen all the time. So he's trained to tell you what's in the books. But again, you have faith, right? You believe. And then the wife was like, that's right, honey. You know, God is a God of all possibilities, and this can happen. So I said, yeah. And it wasn't necessarily a prayer, right? It wasn't a prayer. But certainly, it was just a word of encouragement that God is real today. So thank you.
Thank you. And isn't that the truth as we seek to engage the community, that we carry hope? Our message is a message of hope. And we each, no matter who we are, what our professions are, the community in which we find ourselves, where we work, this message works anywhere. My husband and I were just in the UAE Arabs, and what did we do? We carried the message of hope. It didn't matter where we were. And it works in any culture, Latin America, the Caribbean, South Florida, wherever people are, we get to engage because we carry this message of hope. Ladies, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope that you will be encouraged and challenged to find out how you can engage. Yes? Let's take Jesus out of the closet and bring him into the world in which we live and make a difference to someone. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, ladies. Would you give them a hand?